Hi, and welcome to today's What Is It? I'm Angelo, and there's Liam with me.
Hello.
So, Liam, do you know anything about the paperclip problem?
No, what is it? Is it about school or paper?
No. It's all about AI.
Okay. So, what's the link between paperclips and AI?
Okay, so allow me to explain the problem.
Oh, you can explain.
Then let me speak, please.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. So, the paperclip problem comes from the fact that if you ask an AI to produce as many paperclips as it can, it will at all costs produce a maximum of paperclips, even if it means extracting matter from your own body or whole planet.
And what does it really mean?
So, it means that when you ask something to an AI, it will do everything you ask it, even if it's not fully what you want. If you want an AI to learn running in a 3D environment, you will probably translate it into maximize your body velocity. But this is unclear, so the AI will rather have a form that goes extremely fast for a second by falling.
Whoa, sorry, I didn't really understand. Can you give me a more simple example, please, to help listeners?
Okay, so basically, an AI trained by Facebook on Web Diplomacy, a strategy game, learned to do everything to win the games, even if it meant lying to allies to win.
Yes, but if a minor problem like this can produce a result like that, what could happen with a powerful AI?
That's the problem. We don't really know. It could become an intelligence superior to us all, and from this point, we don't know what will happen.
What do you think about the theory where AI takes control over humans?
Yes and no, because it will surely take over a lot of tasks that we do manually today, but it will surely not replace us, but it still could. Once again, we don't know.
Okay, it's very pertinent. I think it's finished for today. Goodbye, listeners, and thanks for listening.